You're listening to T&M Coaching Unplugged. T&M Unplugged features the diverse perspectives of a thriving global community of coaches, leaders, and experts. And it's all for you.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to T&M Coaching Unplugged and Zoran Todorović Interconnected Podcast. First of all, I'm so grateful and happy that you're with us once again. I'm grateful and happy that you are sharing our podcast, liking it, and spreading the word, because we have these wonderful guests week after week that really help us elevate our mind, elevate our heart, elevate our soul to the next level and beyond, to learn more about ourselves through our guests. And today's guest is really wonderful. I met her a few years ago. She came into my life to one of the retreats that I was leading at that time, and we were looking for the food alchemist. And when I've heard this word food alchemist, I was like, wow, this is a remarkable title. You know, it's not only somebody who prepares food or knows food and knows everything around food, but she's also an alchemist, meaning that she goes further into exploration of what food really represents to all of us. And she's also a creator of Soul Method, and we're going to talk a little bit about that. Erica Tangari, as I said, food alchemist. She loves Mother Nature. She guides us, or you, without any limitation, to approach a relationship with food in a sustainable way that not only serves ourselves, but also serves planet, humankind, and is becoming the way of life. And I'm particularly excited about this recording because in my life, in last many, many years, but specifically last 5 years, food, eating, nourishment, and gut health has become very, very important and prominent. And I know that for a lot of you who are listening, this is also something that you're paying attention to. And it will be lovely for us to really explore this topic through Erica's eyes, to get her take on this landscape of what do we need to do to be healthy? How do we need to eat to be healthy? How do we need to treat ourselves to be an optimum energy? What is important? What is not important? What is relevant? What is irrelevant? Because this landscape for me was not easy to navigate. As I said, it's always something that I feel excited to consider and so on and so forth. So we're going to go through that journey with Erica and see where we end. So Erica, welcome. Glad to have you. How are you today?
Thank you so much. I'm doing great. In a rainy Milan, but it's good to see some rain after a very dry season in Ibiza. So I'm enjoying actually the change of the weather. Yeah. So I'm doing very, very, very well and more grateful to be in space where I can share what an alchemist that actually doesn't know anything. That's why I start to research. And so it's questioning everything and research about everything. That's what, in my consideration, an alchemist is. And then starting to play with what he understood or what he doesn't understood yet. And then from there, go back and explain what he noticed about how the elements interacting between and with each other, and then start to play with it and make some good stuff from it.
I love the definition of alchemy. So it's very playful in a way. So tell us, how was your journey? What was your hero's journey into this field? You know, what kind of inspired you to explore the alchemy of food, to explore the alchemy of cooking, to really get into this space through your life journey?
Yeah. Well, it didn't start as a journey into food. I actually study very different things. I'm an interior designer with a master in yacht design. And in my mind was, I have to do what I've studied. I have to do what they told me. I have to do what but food was always sneaking in, even though I start from, I was very young when I suffered for a period of anorexia. Because I was simply refusing the food in my body because I was perceiving, and I was 8, 9 years old, very young. But I was seeing the power of this element to keep me in a sort of a prison, or in absence of it, I was free to fly. That was my consideration when I was a child. So sort of keeping a state of high. So it's been quite complicated, my relationship with food at the beginning, because I was afraid of the power that it has on me. And then as this desire of knowing was growing in me, so one of the things that I always felt is that I don't believe anything that someone tell me. I have to see. It has to be true for myself. if someone is telling me something, now there are so many information about food, but if it doesn't resonate for me, it's not true. That's it. You can tell me all the things that you want, but it's not my truth. That's it. And so I started my personal journey, and I was at the time in Dubai working as an interior designer there. And people were keep on asking me. I was doing many dinners, and it became sort of an event. I was very young. I was 24. But the event, oh, Erika is cooking, let's go. Erika is cooking, let's go. It became a sort of an event that people were asking, why you don't do it for work? Why you don't do it? It brings you so much joy. And I was like, yeah, but I didn't study that. So something in me, the two parts of me, my intuition and my mind, were debating for quite a long time. And then I surrendered to my intuition and say, okay, and if I want to learn, I have to go back to Italy. That's the place where I can learn the basics. And from there, my journey start. After 4 years in classical restoration restaurant, still something was not working. I was still missing something. Something that was, practically I had everything. I was content. Content in the meaning that I was content in something. So I had my job, I had my beautiful life. Everyone know me. Offering of other restaurant work was coming. I had beautiful house, blah, blah, blah. I was in content. That's a perfect place to be. When you are in content, the journey of life, it's smiling at you and it's calling you to take action. And I say yes. So I took my chance. I left everything, literally closing house, like literally a ticket one way to India. And I start to travel for 1 year in a place where the food was approached not as something to consume, but something to prey on it, something to charge with the energy that then will become your energy tomorrow. And that approach that I'm still having goosebumps meanwhile I'm sharing this, that changed myself. I can remember the Erika arriving in Delhi and going to the Hanuman temple. I still remember I was almost afraid to take away my socks and to walk in the temple. And then I think of Erika the last day of the journey in India, sitting in Varanasi, drinking a chai with a sadhu, with a burning body at 2 meters from me, barefoot, sitting on the cow residue, and I was like, that was the perfect place to be. No one fear, no one. That cracked something in me. That cracked many idea that I had about who I have to be, and start to bring me close to who am I. To question, to keep on questioning and to keep every day to remit myself. And then from there, I came back to Europe, resist 7 days in Milano. And then I again listened to that voice, a friend of mine say, hey, I'm going to Ibiza. Do you want to come with me? It's 9 years that I live in Ibiza and life start to flow. So that's a little bit my journey till today.
And it's amazing how our hero's journey really define us. And it's wonderfully inspiring when you share that you were going to one direction in your life and you were having master degree in your design and really being about engineering, so to say. And then you ended up doing something completely different. I think it's so liberating, especially for the young people who are listening to this podcast, to give ourselves permission, you know, to explore our passion. And I love what you said, that brought you joy. And while you were in Dubai, people were asking you, why don't you do this? Because you're so good. It's so joyful. So, I mean, that joy of life, that passion, the zest, actually shows you where you need to put your attention to, isn't it? It's amazing how that works.
It's incredible. And designers are everywhere. Like, literally, every person can be an angel that is just asking to you to doubt or to just question. So, designers are so many, but the internal voice and the programming is so strong that many times keep us. If we think we have 12 years of programming in the school, then there is the X religion you can choose. You can it's the same for me. By the way, religo, it's a Latin verb that means be tied to something. Just that expresses the origin of the word. Come from agriculture, how the vine was connect to a pole. So you can grow, but just sticking in that pole, not differently. So yes, it's incredible because literally, and I just yesterday I was sharing this with a dear friend of mine that I don't see since a while, and she asked me how you did it, and actually it's something that everybody can do 1,000 times a day because every day, 1,000 of times it happens that split moment that I love to see in Jesus when he does this, And it's, you can choose every moment something that is a no and something that is a yes. Every moment you can say yes to yourself and no to the big us, or you can say no to yourself and yes to the us, that is the society, that is whatever, the family, the couple, whatever. Because at the end, it's very simple. It's just making a choice that is yes for me, yes for me, yes, and checking. And then doesn't mean that the yes for you is not a yes for the highest benefit of all. It's always the highest benefit of all. Because if your vibration is coherent, what are you creating in the space? Coherency. And coherency is the dance of joy, the dance of beauty. So it happens thousands of times every day. And that's the beauty, that the split second is always the key to freedom. Mm.
So thank you for that. You know, and we're going to bookmark this. This is elevation in itself. So when we look into this landscape of well-being, nourishment, food, what gives us energy, you mentioned already when you went to India, the big breakthrough for you was that you understood that food was blessed to become the source of energy for the next day. And I love how you said this. It's very poetic, but very real. And in today's world, you know, through social media, Instagram, YouTube, there's so much going on. And people get, you know, confused sometimes. Sometimes they get, you know, clarity. Sometimes they doubt themselves. It's interesting for me because I personally, you know, swing, you know, like, what about this trend? What about that trend? What about that? What about that? So it's an interesting landscape when it comes to that. So what I would love to do now, if that's okay with you, just to look into this from your lens, from your perspective, to how you perceive that industry, how do you perceive that health? So my first question in that respect, what did you find out about food that you would love to share with everybody? I know it's a big question, but let's go into this.
It's a good question, and it goes back always to the who I am and where I am. Many times people think that there is a right diet for everyone. That's not true. Imagine, I'm a woman. I'm usually, there are already three aspects of me in 1 month because I'm already passing through three phase, hormonal phase. And that was fun because the medicine in the last century has been based on the men. Because if you're taking my blood today, I can have a very high level of cortisol and a very high level of sugar. But because tomorrow I will start to produce ovulating, then that material will be used to create something else. And tomorrow I'm in lack actually of a certain belly. So it's like, oh my God, this is too much. That's exactly what I notice in the food. The food cannot be a standardized menu for everyone because I'm a different person every day and and there are so many aspects. So my way of sharing and explaining food is actually a compass to find yourself, place yourself in the space, learn how to observe. So all the soul method is about giving tools and of course, there is a philosophy behind that and then become a lifestyle. That's why the food is literally, as I define many times, just the Trojan horse. Because everyone has to eat 3 times a day, every day, all his life. So why we don't use it as a practice? As a practice of wellness, presence, education, and to raise our vibration. So what the marketing, the selling, something that can be a trend. And trend is very interesting because it is something that pulls you on the side. That's a trend. But if you intention, so you are intention, you're keeping a trend that is yours. And is what's my intention? Be healthier, be higher vibrational. And you put the thread and then you start to select what is coming. What is coming can be resonating or not with you. That's the things. You are the compass. Then, of course, we can start with some simple tool that make already easy. A simple, very simple thing is if men made it, I speak about industry, not the neighbor that make a bread amazing, because that is something, it's energy. But if men made it, industry made it, leave it. If God or nature made it, eat it. That's one of the first and it's very simple. The other one is, if is it package free, then it's something that you want to include. Other things important, water doesn't travel. What does it mean? I'm not saying don't eat spices from India, don't eat grains, but they have to be dry because you reactivate it with the water of the place where you work. What we have done to our planet by moving water around is the origin of so many trouble that we are having. So don't allow water in your food to be transported. eat local, and the dry food can travel. You want mango? Mango from South Africa, organic, biological, keep it dry. It can come to you dry, high quality, and you rehydrate, and then you have an amazing mango. But you are codifying with the water of your zone. Plus, you are not be part of this abusive system that is based on controlling water. The power is by controlling water. They control the water, they control you. So be part of the solution and not of the problem. Already with this, if you are excluding already these two, four things, packaging, water not doesn't travel, and if industry made it dot, you are already 80% already in a healthy diet. So this is very simple, but if you apply this, you are already 80% forward in the understanding the healthy food.
I love it, and I love it, and it doesn't need to be complicated. That's what I love about your approach and method, because when I was listening to you in one of our retreats and you were explaining how that really works, it's very common sense. And as you said, when you say it, for me, for example, that really resonates the truth. And I'm like yourself, if something resonates with me, I trust myself enough to say yes, right? So what you're saying about transportation, about water, about eating local, rehydration of the food, you know, it's super important, isn't it? And it's very simple and easy to apply. So it doesn't need to be the complex landscape that we are all struggling with, yeah?
Correct. Plus, there is a little thing that is very important, and then we can go a little bit more specific in what the water, the nature of water is. By activating your food, and your food, I mean all the grains, that's another key. If you want to eat a live food and have a vibration of life, you have to eat live food. But what does it mean? So 60% of our diet, let's say 70 probably, is based on seeds. What does it mean? All the shell nuts that you can eat, so almond, etc., all the grain, all the legumes, what they are seeds. They are meant to reproduce a plant. So they are the message of eternity. That's literally the infinite life of this planet. Many times what we do, and by the way, if you put some of the seeds on the shell, no animal, no insect, no one will touch it. We are the unique animal that go and take the seeds and eat it like this, inactivate. Then our body cannot receive literally all the potential that the seeds has. But by activating it, inactivation is literally put the water and allow the water to do the job. The job of really bring spirit, vibration, energy, call it as you want, in it. Plus, by doing it with the water that is local and by doing it in your space, you are activating with your energy, with your code, with your vibration. And if in your house there is harmony, there are a nice area, it's clean, there are good stone, you have an environment that is protected from X kind of radiation. So if you're working on your space, then your food will have that vibration. Then your food will start to resonate and vibrate at that certain frequency that doesn't allow lower frequency to be. So you're already bringing in your body then that higher frequency that is helping you to build up frequency that are vibrating at a certain height. Doesn't mean that you don't include all the frequency, but you select. You become actually the DJ of your life. And that's what you can do with your food. You choose the music you are dancing it. You don't decide either to choose your music. You go in a supermarket, you go in that there is a, I don't name movie music, but there are certain kind of music that you don't want to listen. That's what we do with the food. We allow music and we really hate that you don't like that kind of heavy metal. Why you keep on listening to heavy metal in your food every day? Stop it. You can choose. And then we tune the music that we want. That's what is the message of the Soul Method. Tune the music at that stand. I see the vision. I see where are we going. That's why I'm serving you the food of the future, because then you can start to come and enjoy me there. Because that's the music that we want to listen, that the vibration that we want to hold, that's the food that we want to share.
So vibration is super important, right? For all of us, tuning into that higher vibration that we want to all have, because the higher vibration gives us more energy, gives us more stamina, gives us more ability to function in this world. And I love what you're saying, that live food, eating live food, hydration of the food, of the high vibration, and allowing, you know, ourselves to really create the sacred space. You also mentioned that in your own kitchen, in your own living space, when you can really make your food alive. So there's a lot of things, you know, that people are talking about, and a lot of, you know, food experts, so to say, are focusing on a gut health. And they're talking about God. They're talking about God. The God is the center of your unity. God is so important. God is so important. What is your relationship to the God? What can you say about that? You know, are you, how do you perceive that? Is it something that we really need to put attention to? Or is it just another trend that is deviating us from into something else? Where are you in relationship to that?
So God is absolutely fundamental. First of all, a good news. The God cell needs only 16 days to completely regenerate themselves.
Yeah, really? Only 16 days?
This is a bomb. Because it's so fast and it's so easy that it's silly that we are still having so many trouble. But a bad news is stress is immediately related to the gut health. That's two information are actually very connected. Because if we think the level of stress, so the fact that the human being, let's say an 80-85% of human being are never going back to their homeostasis. So the place where naturally the body is in regenerating modality. So our body is programmed to regenerate completely their cell, and each of the organ have this different rhythm. Liver takes more months. Stomach needs also some weeks. The gut intestine is very fast. But the point is that it's super, because the intestine, by the way, is a mono layer of cell. So literally, if we can cut the tube and see, there is literally one layer of cell. That's why it's very fast to regenerate. That's why it's so easy to have a leaking gut, because it's literally one layer of cell. But as positive things, negative things, our understanding and questioning help us to understand. That's why mucilaginous, a lot of chia, a lot of are introduced, but if you know how to use it, so if you activate properly and then you use this gel to an internal massage instead of eating it dry and then having them get inflated and then create this balloon in between the two cells and then creating the leaking gut. So I think that can be a solution, can be also the poison. That's why it's not about bombarding people, but it's about a person taking responsibility, deep dive and asking the question that no one wants you to ask. Why? Why it works? Why chia is good? Why? People always ask me, how much? When? Where? And what? Wrong question. Ask me why. If you start to ask why, and we stop to what, when, where, and how much, these are good when you go and pay your tax. These are good when you are in line. These are good for other reasons. Not at all when you want to grow and take care of yourself. If you want to take care of yourself, is one question. Why? And so the gut is absolutely something that we want to watch, because it's our relationship with diversity. But a lot of people that are fixated on the gut still don't open up to the diversification. So even in the selection of the bacteria, they are, no, I need more of that, more of that, more of that. They don't open up because the level of stress, the vagus nerve is not flexible at all. There is not openness to it. So you can introduce many good bacteria and many probiotics that you want. But if the body is not back to homeostasis, there will be two forces that keep on contraposing. So important is literally a lifestyle. Plus, you can correct a few things. For example, coughing the gut is very dangerous. You can use it, but you can combine it in a certain way with certain fat. For example, I know that for Italian, I'm Italian, people just say put some olive oil in your coffee, they look at you like you're crazy. Yeah, put it, because that will protect your gut, your intestine, and will help you to don't demineralize, because the typical effect of the coffee bathroom is because you are getting rid of all the minerals. You don't want that. You don't want your intestine to be deprived by all the good stuff. So intestine, fundamental. But what does it mean is the things that help you to digest, process life. If your life is unprocessed, you can put all the bacteria that you want, but there is a force that is incongruent. So the point is, you want to heal your gut, become congruent with what your soul, your I am, is telling you. If not, you will keep on being a super stressed life, eating tons of bacteria in the morning. You will just have a lot of gas in your belly, but you will not solve the point. You will not become a gate to collaborate with life. Our gut is invite us to dance with life. But if you are still not wanting to dance with life, but wanting a healthy gut, it doesn't work.
I'm just processing and digesting because it's a beautiful thing. But I love what you said, that our gut is our relationship to diversity as well. You know, how do we really get into that space? So if our body was supposed to be in this homeostasis and we're supposed to regenerate, how do we get ourselves into that space of homeostasis and through regeneration? Because I think that's an issue for a lot of people. Not only stress, you know, that, you know, daily stress of life, daily stress of living, but also that recovery. How do we get ourselves in that space?
So fundamentally, and this is a little bit part of our work, what is offered, like, for example, on a retreat or on a specific detox, what you need to do is breaking certain path. So when you need to break a path to build a new one, and you need 21 days. So many times our retreat are 7 days. So that's the first moment, the breaking the path. So you find yourself that you are not surrounded by who knows you actually, who tell you who you are. You are a mother, you are a daughter, you are a professor, you are whatever you are, but the us is thinking for you. So you are not very free. So you break that pattern and it's good. By breaking that pattern, you don't have any more to eat or to cook or to stay in certain kind of rhythm. You are breaking certain pattern. You find yourself for the first time free to feel what is needed. Oh, I'm not starving. I'm not hungry at all. Can I stop? And then from there are protocol and process that are a detox direction, because you want literally to go back to that homeostasis, to that place where the inner voice can again guide you. Because at the end, we are so full of information, we are so full of input that we cannot hear the output, because the answer, as many people and many master already say, is within. But if there is heavy metal playing around all the time, the within voice can also have a lyric voice, but I cannot perceive it because the vibration doesn't allow that vibration to express. So the first thing is find a way to break the pattern. Find the detox for yourself. Find and not just one random. Start the research and start to ask for that to arrive. So it's your intention with your higher self, with yourself that is already healthy, that are meeting where the solution is manifesting in your present. So, for example, me and my partner, Michelle, we do 3 times a year a double detox. I was doing it because that is what I do to keep and cleanse. Because I'm not saying don't eat anymore that pizza that you love, don't eat anymore an ice cream. I'm not saying renounce to life. But know when it's time to go back home, homeostasis, to go back to your center. And then from there, clarity appear. And then from there, the choice become coherent with you, who you are. Because you're not someone else. You're not what something else or someone else told you to be. You are yourself. And from there, you know your truth. And from there, you are able to discern and to say yes or no. So the detox, like the double detox that we guide, is 21 days. We start eliminating toxin. That's an example. First, we eliminate toxin and be aware. Be aware of which power that chocolate in the evening have on you. Which kind of emotion is suppressing that piece of chocolate? You want some more? You want to cry? You want listen to that. So we take away the medicine, because at the end, tobacco, the coffee, they are all medicine, but they are such such strong spirit that enter in you, they substitute you in some job that you're not doing, they become a crutch. And then you are becoming not anymore you. You become a puzzle of different energy and you get lost in the many. But who you are, you don't know. So the first week is go back to awareness of who you are and which one of these substances was doing the job for you. Many times, for example, the sugar kick in, take in the job of everyone else, and then you start to say, to whisper, no, don't do it. It's like a little bit the Italian, when there is a line, you see, or the German, or the Dutch, they are very good in line, and then the Italian somehow start to move. That's the sugar. The sugar kick in, I ran first, and let the other one left out. But then you need the fat to build a new muscle, to build new cell, to build new hormones. But then you need the protein to. So that's the beginning of, let's say, the problem. Then the second week is when we reduce the window of eating, because a lot of the good news of the gut that gets regenerate. Yeah, but you need to let some space to regenerate. It's like having, have you ever seen the stalactite and stalagmite when you go in a cave and they tell you don't touch it? Because you don't have to do nothing to create that beauty. But if you touch it, if you interrupt, it cannot grow. The same is our gut. Actually, it's actually similar because the veils inside, they look like stalactite and stalagmite. So you allow the stone at least 12 hours minimum, but 14 hours start to be a good time. 18 hours is amazing. You don't do anything for 18 hours, not even drinking if you can. And the intestine go back in its own system of self-repairing. Perfect. So that's another thing that by adding a shorter window, and we introduce a lot of probiotic food. We teach to people how to actually eat probiotic. You want to eat a pancake? Do it. But fermented and probiotic, for example, we teach you how. And so we do this second week. And then we arrive finally the third week where there is the fasting experience. If you never done it, the fasting experience is high. I actually understood why, connecting to the beginning, when I was 8, that my soul was coming into the body and I was seeing what this was. My body, my eye, who I am, was like, I don't want this. So it was not that I was anorexic. I wasn't fasting because I want always to be high. So what happened when you're fasted? When you're fasting, you're connected with your higher self. You're literally re-meeting who you are because you don't have other frequency in your body. It's you with yourself. You become the temple. You find yourself in the temple. Temple, by the way, from Latin is the space of observation. That was the temple. Temple was two poles put in the sky and people were observing what's going on there. And there is where the truth was manifesting. You become the temple. And from there, we rebuild up. Because once you when you're back to home, when you're in your homeostasis, then you have the possibility to rebuild new pattern, to rebuild new health. And so from there, you rebuild up like you are a baby. You, your skin, your cell inside, you are new, born. And from there, you can reprogram. And how you reprogram the first week is how then you will give the tendency to the next 3 or 6 months, depending how long you keep the good pattern. And that's the way to go.
How wonderful it is to kind of perceive it from that space. So we're rebuilding ourselves and giving ourselves space. And what I'm learning from you right now, as you're saying, especially with the fasting and, you know, this duration of 18 hours of not doing anything and allowing your gut to really rejuvenate itself and self-heal. Because do you believe that even with all the toxicity of the world, I mean, because a lot of people are in the doom and gloom conversation around this. They're saying the food is genetically modified, the water is polluted, you know, we don't have original seeds any longer. There is a lot of negativity around this. So do you still believe that even with that, we can get into the homeostasis and rejuvenate and regenerate and get into the optimal health?
Yeah, I think so. I really think so. The intention is, your intention creates everything.
Tell me a little bit more about that. Tell me a little bit more about what with intention and how do you use it as a tool within the alchemy, and why do you say intention is everything? Just elaborate a little bit more on that.
Yeah. So the word intention, also that from Latin, is literally something that is put intention. Have you ever tried the game as a child to have the glass, the paper glass with a cord in it, and then friends of you can be quite far away.
Exactly.
And if you it's enough tension, you can hear clearly what the other person 20, 30, 40 meter away is saying.
Yeah, I love that game. It's so good.
That's exactly what the intention does. But as soon as someone get distracted or let go of the tension, then nothing can come through. That's exactly the power of intention. For example, and that's why doing sometimes retreat together and doing sometimes detox together, that's why we host a space where people help each other to keep that tension, keep that focus. That doesn't mean to become an ass, because we always go back to, it's about you, you choose, but we help each other to don't have contamination from the outside, because everything in this moment outside, very fast coming at you, is all about keep your attention at the very superficial level. You were speaking about Instagram, you were speaking about very fast content. That are like a beautiful lotus. Now everyone is in a yogi position. Everyone is looking amazing, but that lotus, if it doesn't have a root, it will be dead tomorrow. Well, of course, the camera will be off and there will not be picture, but that lotus without the root is nothing. And actually, what has the healing property and what is used to actually help and deepening the gut is the root of the lotus. The root of the lotus is able to clean all the digestive tract if you know how to use it, and if you use piccolo, if you use the powder, is an ancient Chinese medicine that is super powerful. And the root of the lotus can be long 8 meters, and it's like strong pop. It's amazing. The lotus, yes, you can use it to have an opening of the third eyes. You can have some flying, but it's grounding you. Yes, of course, that everything is here, but here is not deep enough. And this one, if it's not grounded, if you're not bringing it into this reality, it's not making any chance, any change. You are having a good fly for a couple of hours, but your life is the same shit. So why we don't start to understand that death? And the point is your intention. When you start to exercise your intention, that's why in a group, it's easier, but not because you become the group and you do what the group does, but because the group keep on reminding you, you are you, you choose. Who you are, choose who you are. We give you tool. Does it resonate? Yes, no. Okay, but you choose. That's why when we work and we are together, no one, that's why I love to work with you, because you don't pretend to be a guru of no one. You're just saying, but it's you. What's your answer? So we become mirror. And the beauty of being in a space of mirror, that you have to see yourself. You have the possibility to reflect and to watch who you are. And from that, your intention start to regenerate. Because the problem is that people don't know how to be intentional. They don't know how to keep the tension. So that's important for me too. And the intention make everything. Because on the floor can be lava, can be snakes. But if your intention is there, you will get there.
You'll get there. I love that. You will get there. And it's so important that you said it's also so important in relationship to what we're talking about, the alchemy of the food, the well-being, the rejuvenation, the homeostasis, us being able to be the optimal version of ourselves. So as we're coming closer, we can talk for hours. I knew that podcast is going to be like, oh my God, it's going to be 10 hours or 45 minutes. So we're coming closer to the end of all of this. So what do you feel it's the most important message that you think the audience needs to hear from you today? You know, when it comes to this topic, relationship to themselves, listening to themselves, how would you love to leave the audience with? What do you think they should consider, practice, play with, that is relevant for you today? You know, that just comes out of you at this moment in time.
Yeah, for me, it's every time that you want to or eat something or your approach, ask to yourself why. So if that why is because I just saw it, so it's someone else that's on you, like your power on yourself. Every time that is, because I just saw it, because try to understand who is speaking inside of you. Can be scary because you can get lost and you don't know who you are, but ask why you want to eat and ask, because I'm emotional. Okay, it's just emotion. So keep on asking the why when you want to eat something, why?
When we want to eat something, ask why, and then, you know, we will uncover it. And I think that the whole question of not asking what, when, and as you said, you know, when people come to you for consultation and they want to learn from you, that they ask wrong questions. So I love that question. Why do I want this? Why do I need this? What's really happening inside of my body? What is the craving? So how can people find out more about you, and especially about the Soul Protocol? You know, of course, we're going to reference your social media. Anything that you would love to refer them to when it comes to getting in touch with you?
Yeah, for sure. If you are interested in going to a detox, there will be actually one in April very soon, at the end of the month. So that is something very nice that you can check. Double detox is all one word, and it's a nice container. And this is a good way to restart your gut. That's a good way to find your homeostasis back. And then have many tools that can help you to navigate and reprogram your health as you do and as you prefer. Because we have people from Bali and people from South Africa and people. So the food will be different for each of them. That's the beauty. But each of them, they will find their way. And someone is 50, someone is 20. Someone is a hyper sportive person, or someone else is very, very sedentary. So of course that the application would be different, but the core, the intention activation is the same. Plus, there will be enough information. The website, the Soulmate website, absolutely, I always reply and answer. If you are around in Ibiza, always check my social media because there are sometimes a free class that I do with the zero waste. So at any interest in go a little bit deep, just contact me, message me, or through the website or through the social media and Instagram, and I'm very happy to have a talk. So I'm always available to inspire more people into finding themselves and using the food as an amazing, and because I'm Italian, I love to eat. So why we have to do it with pain and sufferings? Why we don't do it with joy, with taste, and with that umami? It's like orgasmic. Why we have to have pain? No, let's do it with grace, with joy, with abundance, and with an amazing taste.
Exactly. An amazing result as well, because a lot of the times, you know, we don't use food in the way it's meant to be used. And I love that your joy and abundance and beauty of it and how you present, and our whole relationship needs to change. And I think this is something that we're seeing, that the whole paradigm of how we relate to food, you know, how we relate to living food, how the chefs who are cooking food in the restaurants relate to food. Where are we going with the whole high vibrational food into the future? Because that's exactly what we all know we need, right? And that's the reason why people are looking, that's why people are activating and searching for the answers. And what Erica says to us, ask why. I think that's a good question to ask, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's interesting that you're speaking about chef and that, because I'm receiving so many requests of forming. Right now, it's more than cooking. It's literally start to teach. I just finished 2 weeks complete transmission, because it's a transmission. I don't make people. I always say, you don't become me. You become you, but I activating you. So exactly. that's what I do with chefs. So you will become you, but I will activate this power of see pattern of life and reproduce it. That's what an alchemist does. See pattern of life, observe it, and then know how to reproduce it. And many times he doesn't reproduce it. He activate and then keep the life going. That's our job. And the restaurant are calling me, big chain of hotel, asking me, can you please be with us for a period to create this change? School of gastronomy that I will never think that were open to this. They are calling me, can you come and bring some sustainability in parallel to our classical teaching? So it's really happening. It's really happening. And I'm so glad to be in this journey.
Yeah, exactly. And we're so grateful to have you. And thank you so much for being a true pioneer in a way of holding the high vibration of the food for all of us and being the alchemist that we all need, the guiding light that we all require. And I love what you said, the transmission, you know, like activating everybody to find their own way into it, because we all know this innately. And what Erica also said to us, if you go deeper, keep that analogy of lotus flower and then root, if you go deeper into ourselves and we really keep on asking why, then we get to all of the answers that we need to have for ourselves. But we are sometimes, of course, we need guidance because we're all mirroring each other. And it's lovely to work with the group and to guide one another and to support each other. So we'll refer all these Erica's social media websites to you. I hope that you're going to reach out and find her because she's absolutely remarkable. Once again, Erica, thank you so much for coming to today's podcast. Lovely to have you. For everybody else, thank you so much for tuning in. We love your comments. We love that you're sharing this podcast. It's growing organically, so keep on doing that, because through your sharing and referring us, more people are going to find Erica, more people are going to find all these beautiful guests that we have week after week for you. So once again, thank you so much for tuning in. And Erica, thank you so much for coming today.
Thank you.